Okay, we are up to about 15 lines up from the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, where it says Rabbi Yochanan Kaman. But let's talk a little bit about the last two, three lines that we had to do quickly, and then we will move on. The Gemara is talking here, remember the context of the case of Ta Bidvar Mitzvah, that if something is called a Shogeg, so that's when I'm usually Chayev Achatas, at most any case where Chayev Kares B'mezin, I'm Chayev Achatas B'Shogeg, so that is the usual rule. But, says the Mishnah, there is a machlokas how you define it, but once it's called a case, it's defined as a case as ta'a bidvar mitzvah, I made a mistake doing a mitzvah, thinking about a mitzvah, in the context of a mitzvah, all the different cases, or Meir has the most expansive definition, other Tanaim have limited, but if it's called a ta'a bidvar mitzvah, then I don't call it a shogeg, but I say it's more of a ta'a bidvar mitzvah, maybe it's an ones, maybe it's not really my fault so much, and therefore there's more flexibility, and we don't make a person bring a chatas. So, Rabbi Yochanan had been machalek between Ishto Nida Baal and Yevimto Nida Baal. Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody, Rechmana Lislan, lives with his wife when she's a Nida, so then, Chaya, that's called, still called a Shogeg. That's not Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. While Yevimto Nida, the first, the story about Bia Rishona, that's when it's a Mitzvah, Bia Rishona with one's Yevama, when she is a Nida, then Pata, that's called a Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. And the Gemara is discussing the difference. Let's go up two lines. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno Yevimto to Ka'avin Mitzvah, Ishto Nami Ka'avin Mitzvah, what's the difference between a Yevama and an Isha? By both of them, you're doing a mitzvah. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, you know why the Isha case, by if one won't live with his wife who's an Ida, why there's no mitzvah? Because there's no, let's go back a step, how Rashi explains the question. What's the difference between the mitzvahs? By Yavama, it's the mitzvah of Yibum, but by a regular Isha, Rashi says, mitzvahs pir yivarivya. Right, Rashi seems to say, we'll talk about this in a second, that the mitzvah of Purvu somehow is at Shas Bia. That's what Rashi seems to say. Isn't it a mitzvah? So the answer is no, there's no mitzvah by Isha, because Ishto Mu'uberis. His wife's pregnant, so therefore there's no mitzvah. So says the Gemara, okay, the father's own mitzvah puravu, but you got simchas ona, right? A man has an obligation to his wife to be with her a certain number of times. So it's extra. It's not at the time when there's a chiyuv mitzvah. Says the Gemara, okay, there's no chiyuv mitzvah. Vama rav chayiv adam lasamech ishto bitvar mitzvah. A person is always mechuyev. Whatever a man is with his wife, everything is l'shem shamayim, everything is l'shem mitzvah. So the Gemara says, samuch levesta. So maybe, no, it's not a case of a mitzvah, because it's samach levesta. As we know, the halacha is that there are a number of times throughout the month that a woman, we have to treat the woman as if she is expecting to become a nida at those times. Different times is onas hachodesh, the day of the month, onas haflaga, ona beininus, all the different types of onos, and there's a chiyav prisha at that time period. So that's why it's not a mitzvah at that time. As is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Mukuf Pei Dalad, Zivbeis, where the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodea, b'shas vesta tzarech lifrosh bimena, ona achas. You have to separate from her one ona. V'lo mishar krevos ala mitashmish bilvad. Okay, so that is the halacha of onas havest. As we mentioned yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch says one ona is the yeser, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz and many others hold. There is a chumrah that some hold of, and that's known as the chumrah of the Arz Aruah, quoted here in the Shach, that says that maybe you have to separate an ona based on how you read a Gemara, but you have to separate an ona before the ona, which means a 24-hour period. If the ona is, let's say, Tuesday night, so it's also Monday afternoon. If it's Monday day, so it's also Sunday night. That's a chumrah of the Arz Aruah, that depending on your mesorah and your menagim, whether you keep that chumrah. But that is that's this halacha of samach levesta. So let's just finish up again, and then we'll talk about it. Ihachi, if you live in Nami, if you're talking about samach levesta, and it's a parallel case, so again, what's the difference between Yevama and Ishto? Why is it a mitzvah by Isha, not a mitzvah by Isha, and yes, a mitzvah by Yevama? If it's samach levesta, even Yevimto should not be a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, Yevimto buzzes me now. Yevimto is somewhat ashamed and embarrassed to ask, so therefore, we don't assume that he should have asked, and that could still be called a shogeg. That's called ta'a bidvar mitzvah. Well, ishto lo bazes minei, a woman, a wife, should have asked what the story is. Okay, a number of points on these couple of lines. Tosfos, which we ran through quickly, samach levesta, Tosfos says, ein lefarish diodeyashu samach levesta. When the Gemara says it's samach levesta, that doesn't mean that it's vadai for sure he knows it's samach levesta. Umisafkalei mi nida gemurei hi imlav. And the only question is she a nida or not? Because if it's samach levesta, says so, it's daraisa. There's a concept of machlokas and nida, whether vessels to araisa or vessels to rabban, and Tosfos says vessels to daraisa. So you can't say we're talking about a case where he knows for sure that it's sabach lavesta, and the only suffix is whether she's a nida. No, but that's goof for the suffix. Eliyish Lafari says Tosfos, she'eno yodeya imu sabach lavesta imlav. That's the question. You don't know if it's sabach lavesta. That is Tosfos's chiddush. There are those that ask, though, and this, again, I alluded to very fast yesterday, that there are certain Rishonim, the Ra and the Rashva, that holds Vestos Durabanan. That the concept of the Vestos be Durabanan. That the Chiyuv, the fact that a woman has a certain cycle and we have to be Choshes at a certain time, that's Durabanan. So if it's Durabanan, so how can we say that that affects whether you're Chayav a carbon or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, no, you should have asked, or not have asked. If Vestos are all Durabanan, how could that affect the Chiyuv carbon? So this is where you have a very important note to be Yehuda. It's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva on that Simon in Shulchan Aruch, Pischei Tshuva in Yeridea. So he quotes, Ayin Tshuva Zod Rabbi Yehuda, Chelak Dalet, Simon Nun Heben Nun Vav Hela, Demasha Amru Vestos de Rabbanon, Hainu Le'inyin Shelo Amrinan Shekvar Rasa B'Shas Vesta. Vestos de Rabbanon means, let's say the vest passes, you don't assume that Shivadai saw. That's what Vestos de Rabbanon means. Mishud the neged chazaka orach bezvano ba yish cheskas tara, because this woman has a cheskas tara. Aye, she has a chazaka that she might see. Oh, vessels drabanan. So the cheskas tara wins out. Avalinyan lifrosh me ishto samach levesta. But the concept of not being with one's wife samach levesta. Human haTorah. That's the raisa according to everybody. The chayshina shevatira v'lo amrina nalava nukam lebcheskas tara. To atu laolam lo tira. This woman's never going to see. There's a chazaka daraisa that she's obviously going to see at some point in her life. Unless she's Misulekes Damim, which we're not talking about, but that is the Chiddush of the Oda B'Yehuda. According to everybody, only the Machlokes is past. Did she see B'Shas Vesta? That's the Machlokes. Vesta Daraisa, Vesta Darabanan. But on the future, the Isser of Lahaba, being with one's wife, B'Shas Vesta, that is an Isser Daraisa. According to everybody, that's how the Gemara could work out. Okay, that is the Oda B'Yehuda. There is an important Minchas Chinuch also that discusses our Gemara. As I mentioned before, Rashi seems to say the Gemara asks, the first question of the Gemara, Isha, it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Rashi says, Puruvu. When exactly is the mitzvah of Puruvu fulfilled? Right, we know, the Machlokas Tanaim, how many children and which children one has to have. Beis Shammai says two boys. We paskin like Beis Hillel, a boy and a girl. And we also paskin, you have to have a boy and a girl that are roi l'hola themselves. So they themselves can have children. So the question is, what does Rashi mean that B'Shas Bia, it's a mitzvah? And most people say it's a Hechsher mitzvah. So is that what the Gemara means by calling it hechsher, by calling it mitzvah? This is discussed in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph in the context of discussing mamzer. The Minchas Chinuch says that if one has a mamzer, kiyam ha-mitzvah. And it appears, he says from the Ramah, that this is whether he has a mamzer beheter. Let's say it's a mamzer and a mazeres that have a child, and mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres, and they have a child, and the child's a mamzer, so that's mutter. But he says, even be'isser, it sounds like, because the Ramah is not machalik. And he asks, v'zezman kfar hikshesi, I've had this question for many years, d'lama yasi dechova, v'haloze mitzvah haba b'aveira. It's mitzvah haba b'aveira. If somebody has a illicit relationship, and then has a mamzer. Uladas harber yishonim mitzvah haba b'aveira b'na Torah eino yotzei. So what's going on here? How could you be yotzei with a mamzer? So he says, let me tell you the chisod that I write 15 times in my sefer. The mitzvah haba b'aveira lohavi ela im b'sha'as ha-mitzvah ose gamkein aveira. Mitzvah haba b'aveira means if it's at the same time, what we call be'idna. For asi docha lo sasei, the same thing by mitzvah haba b'aveira. If at the moment of the mitzvah you're also doing an aveira, so that is mitzvah haba b'aveira. De be'esrog ha-gazol, a stolen esrog, b'shas ha-netila over al-vaheshev ha-sagzela. If you're shaking a stolen esrog, so you're violating it every second, not returning the object, v'heshev ha-sagzela. Sehu mitzvah haba b'aveira. Avalim b'shas ha-mitzvah lek aveira klal. But if when you're doing the mitzvah, there's no more in aveira. You did an aveira, but it's finished. Kigon. Behotzi matzah me'rishus ha-yachar l'rishus ha-rabim. You took matzah through the street. It's your matzah. But you took it through the street, and now you have it at home. What? There's a shame aveira on this matzah? No, the aveira was done. It's finished. So you can use this matzah. So dimkivit lek aveira klal lo-havi mitzvah haba b'aveira. So imkein hachanami hacha. Says the Minchas Chinuch the same thing here. Nihida ha-mitzvah shel abanim ba'al yidei aveira debias iser. Yes, you did the aveira. Mikomokom ha-mitzvah ha-sei hainu ha-banim. Says the Minchas Chinuch. V'ha-be'ila hirak heksher mitzvah. Di'yav shem b'lozeh. No, the bia is the heksher mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself. Let's say there's no child out of this via. There's no mitzvah. It's only later. So says the Minchas Chinuch. That's why there is no problem with mitzvah haba ba'avera. That's why he thinks, because it's a separate times. He then ends off with a more of a hashkafic note. He does not answer it. He says, "Ubalavach itzarach yin gadol ech yosa yidei chovaso beben kazesh and marbe psulim beYisrael." Can't imagine how having such type of children, if it's be'isser, that could be mekayim a mitzvah. Tzarach in ma'od eich yotzei dechova bevlad mamzer. So that's his topic. But either way, the assumption is that the mitzvah is later on. So it's just a note that Rashi here seems to say that it's b'shas habiyah. Just one other marker related to this. This is a big chiddush, but Rav Sternbach in Ma'od Muzmanim develops the idea in Mechilat Galus and Shin Dalid that maybe it's more of like they work together. It says near the Shehemesh Makaimin mitzvah sase mamish b'chol bia ubia imruya laholad b'kach. Every bia is the mitzvah if, as long as there's potential to lead to the child of Peruvu. That's why only mu'ubaris cancels out the mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say, says Rav Sternbach, our Gemara. Why does the Gemara give the example? Oh, he already has children. He already has a boy and a girl. Why doesn't it suggest that? Why doesn't it suggest that? Because he says, really, the mitzvah continues until you finish having the children. It's already putting together the mitzvah Puravu and the mitzvah of Lashavas Yitzara to have as many children as one can. But again, as Rav Sternbach suggests, that no, maybe Rashi's right. Maybe that it starts at the Maisa Biyah and it continues. And maybe once you have the children, there's a ptur, there's a poter, that you don't have to do the mitzvah anymore. But really, at the moment, it is a mitzvah. He's even medayik, something we mentioned a few months ago when we learned Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. One of the six questions that were asked is Asakta b'peri yavirivya, not kiyamta b'peri yavirivya. Asakta, well, you're osek. You're not osek when the baby comes out. You're osek earlier, b'shas bia. So that's why he says, maybe b'shas bia, there is a mitzvah. Okay, any other, was something to hand up? No? Okay, so let's continue now. From that minchas chinuch, it sounds like that you're still violating v'heishav hazakzela. You're not violating lo sigzol anymore, right? You have to work together. That's what he said. That's a separate issue. Is v'heishav hazakzela an isser asay or a kiyam asay? But the way he formulated it was that you're slacking v'heishav hazakzela. Okay, now we continue. For Rabbi Yochanan, come on. Who is Rabbi Yochanan? Who is Rabbi Yochanan going like? Rabbi Yochanan, who says that this concept of tabit bar mitzvah by yevimto, rather Rabbi Yochanan was machalik between yevimto and isha. Rabbi Yochanan said that by yevimto, if somebody's bol yevimto when she was a nida, so then pater. There's no carbon. So come on, who is the tana that he is basic ashita on of tabit bar mitzvah pater? So ilay mek Rabbi Yossi, that's not. Is it like Rabbi Yossi who says in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Mishnah in Sukkah, Yontif Harishon Shalchak, Shechalios Bishabis, Vishachach, Mahotzi Esaluba versus Arabim Patur, Beshahotzi Bershus. If somebody in their zealousness to do the mitzvah, this is talking about Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when they shook lulav even on Shabbos, and they take, I don't know how to shake the lulav properly, so I'm going to take it to the Rav to be able to ask him how to shake my lulav, and in my zealousness to do the mitzvah, I ran through the street, and I carried it through the street without an Erev, and then I brought it into the Rav's house, and I'm like, Oyvei! Right, I'm a chayav a carbon chatos. I carried on Shabbos in Rishus Arabin. So you know what the Rav will tell him? No, if the Rav was Rav Yossi, no, don't worry. Rishahosi Birshus, you were about to do a mitzvah. Okay, you did something wrong, but you're not going to be chayav a carbon. So maybe that's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan. Just like that case is pater, Rishahosi Birshus, so to here. So where he says no, it's not comparable. Tilma Shani Hasim Dizmano Baul. Maybe there it's different because there you only have a day to do the mitzvah. So he's rushing to get the Tanora Shikha Luluf because he has to do the mitzvah today. Yevimto, Ishko, Yevimto, Nida, you don't have to do it now. Any day is the mitzvah. It's not a time-bound mitzvah, so that can't be the model. The Ella, maybe another choice. Ella Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachim. Maybe it's the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah who says when you shecht other karbanos l'shema Pesach on Erev Pesach Chalis Meshabbos, again, you're pater. So the Gemara says, again, no, Dil Mahazanami's Banabol. That's talking about Erev Pesach. You think this is a carbon Pesach? Do you think it has to be shechted today? So against Mano Baho, that's why we're not going to fault you, because you're worried about the time. That's not a parallel to our case of Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'elok Rabbi Yeshua de Tidokos. Next case, what about the case that we discussed yesterday? The case of Rabbi Yeshua about the babies, the Friday baby, the Shabbos baby, the Sunday baby. So all that too, that's where Rabbi Yeshua also says putter. So again, Hasanami's Mano Baho. Again, there you think that the mitzvah is that day. You have to know what's the Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to quote all three cases? All these three cases, okay, the Gemara says, in all three, you're worried about the time to do it, and that's not comparable to our case of living with the Yevimta who's a Nida, because there's, you're not time-bound. So there you would be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Ella Kerbishua de Truma. Okay, we found the case. It's like Rabbi Yochanan's basis of saying Tabat Rav Mitzvah Pater is based on Rabbi Yeshua by Truma. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Trumos, Haya Ochel B'Truma. You have a Kohen who's sitting down, he's having a wonderful meal, eating his Truma, enjoying it. Beforehand, he made a bracha. Asher Kedishanu Mitzvahsivanu Alachilas Truma. It's a Mitzvah Sasei Daraisa for Kohenim to eat Truma. Wonderful! And all of a sudden, Vinodushu Ben Harusha Ben Chalutz. And all of a sudden, somebody runs in and tells him that really his mother was a divorced woman who had married a Kohen. And all of a sudden, he realizes that he's what's known as a chalal. Chalal literally means empty. Chalal means somebody who's empty of kedushas kahuna. Somebody's father's a kohen, but if they married a ben, married a gerusha or chalutza, gerusha is a deraisa, chalutza is a derabanan. So that's an iser. He loses his kedusha. So there are different ways that one can become a chalal, but one of them is being nolad from an iser kahuna, that he's no longer a kohen. So he finds that out. So he's eating shroom. He's like, oh. Right, he can't eat shroom anymore. Right, he's no longer, he can't get the first aliyah anymore. Serious shaila. A friend of mine who lived in an out-of-town community, that there was one of his first weeks in the shul, he had a bar mitzvah of the president of the shul, he was a bar mitzvah, and the problem was that this was the case. The father was a kohen, so the father could get the first aliyah, but he married a grusha, and the child was not a kohen, halachically. So what do you do? What do you do? Rav Moshe has tshuvas about this. What do you do in these types of circumstances? You know, it's Busha, it's Kavod Abrius, but you know how we give the first aliyah to the Kohen because of the mitzvah. Could it be mochel? We're not mochel because we don't want to cause strife, the Gemara says in the shul. Will this cause more strife in the shul by not giving him the aliyah? This is a serious shaila. These are not to be answered by the ordinary, everyday. What? What about maftir? Okay, maybe what about maftir? But what is he? Are you going to call him up? Yeah, I'm waiting for the. It's okay, you're right, maybe he'll get maftir. That'll solve the problem. But how are you going to call him up? Do you have to be worried by aliyos? You look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we're always very worried about people thinking kohanim are not kohanim, and people who are not kohanim are kohanim. That's why you don't give two kohanim in a row. You give the same kohen because you don't want people to think that the first kohen is pogum. So by aliyos, we're always very machbit to be very careful about who we call and how we call. It says, this shaila I just read this week, the Rav Tzvi Pesach had a shaila where somebody bought maftir Yonah. Somebody's been buying maftir Yonah for 25 years. This is his zikuta. And the board doesn't say like the whole shul. Some people found out that he was a Levi. That he's a Levi. So this guy gives $30,000 to the shul for getting maftir Yonah every year. But he's a Levi. So what do you do? So this whole shaila that Rav Tzvi Pesach wrote, so what do you do? Because what if nobody knows? So, you know, is it, you have to tell him, do you not have to tell him? Anyway, he ended up saying you should give him the second aliyah, but let him read the Haftorah. That's what that was, because he said, what's the Maftir Yonah? You want to be up there by yourself for 20 minutes saying that really long Haftorah, right? So that's on Yom Kippur afternoon. So let him say the Haftorah, because that's a separate din. But give him Levi, you can't give him Yisrael. Anyway, but that's, he says, if it's possible to do that. But anyway, this all relates. Correct. A Kohen that marries a Grusha does not lose his own kahuna. It's just, he passels the woman from ever marrying a Kohen again. She becomes a Chalala. And he's allowed to serve in the base of Mikdash. I wouldn't give him after Yonah. But he's allowed to serve in the base of Mikdash. But there are different ways to become a Chalal. One of them is through an Ezer kahuna. So here, that's the case here. Yeah. The child, once a chalal is passed down, I think, through the man. So if the man's a chalal, so then it's then he's a chalal. Again, a chalal can marry Yisrael. He's just not a kohen. It's not a mamzer. A mamzer can't marry anybody except a mamzeres or a gioris. But a chalal can marry Yisrael, right? A chalal is considered Yisrael. So says the Gemara. So let's say, so this is, again, what are we getting? We're getting a little side tangent. So there, what's the basis for Rabbi Yochanan that says, Tabat Bar Mitzvah is Pater. This Mishnah, the Mishnah says somebody's eating Shuma and he finds out that he's a Chalal. Reb Lezer Machayev Karen B'Chomesh. Reb Eliezer says, okay, for all the Shuma that he ate, he has to pay Karen, the principal, and a Chomesh and an extra fifth, like a regular case of Achilas Shuma B'Shogeg. Right, this is Reb Eliezer L'Shitaso that we had yesterday. Reb Eliezer does not hold of the concept of Tabat Bar Mitzvah. Reb Yeshua Poter. Reb Yeshua says Pater. No. Pater, what can you do? This is Tabat Bar Mitzvah. You thought you were doing a mitzvah. This is the basis for Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara again says, no, maybe it's not a good model. Dil Makad Rabbi Barabaya. Maybe this halach is based on a special din by Truma and Kahuna of Rabbi Barabaya. Dil Rabbi Barabaya, the Truma Bar. I'm sorry, before we get to that. The Truma Bar Pesach L'Zman HaBohol. Maybe this is also a case of Zman HaBohol. Is eating Truma that's Chametz on Erev Pesach? So that's why. Doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but maybe that's what's happening here. And that's why It's not a good bottle. Inami, or maybe a little more expansive. Oh, come on, that's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on a Erev Pesach Chametz. No, it's more of a general din, but still it's not a good comparison. Shiny Truma de Ikri Avoda. No, Truma is called, categorized as Avoda. Avoda is not just working in the Beis HaMikdash, but even eating Truma is classified as Avoda. And we have a special pasuk to teach me that if you did the Avoda improperly, let's say you were a Chalal when you did the Avoda, so but the Eved will say the Avoda was kosher. So to hear, when you ate the Truma and you thought you were doing it, you found out later you were Chalal, we're not going to say you did something wrong. So it's a special din. So again, if this is true, you would not be able to use this as a model for Rabbi Yochanan. What's the case? It's none. As the Mishnah says, Hayomid v'umakriv, that you're bringing the karbanos. V'nodu shemen garusha ben chalusa, similar case. You're up on the Mizbeach and somebody calls up to you, hey, we just found the Yichus book and you're a Chalal. The Tanakhama says all the karbanas that he has brought are possible. You have to bring them again if you have the possibility. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, be sure that no, all the karbanas that he brought up until now are kosher. If he brings another one, it's possible. But if all the ones are kosher, my time with Rabbi Yeshua. What's the source? Tefsiv, a pasuk in Zos Abracha, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Fal Yadav Tirtzeh. Right, the pasuk says Hashem will bless his chelo, literally his strength. But we darshan Baruch Hashem chalalo, the avoda that he does when he is a chalo, special din that by avoda the avoda is kosher b'diavad. V'truma hecha ikri avoda. Where do you see that truma is called avoda? The Tanya, my son, Rabbi Tarfin Shlomo Emes Lebeis Medrash. Rabbi Tarfin one day didn't come to the Beis Medrash. Masar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel found him. Amar lo b'bnei malo bas Emes Lebeis Medrash. Why didn't you come to the Beis Medrash yesterday? Amar lo avoda vati. I was busy doing the avoda. Amalo called Varecha in another different tema. What are you talking about? The Beis HaMikdash is not around. You know, you realize that, right? So what do you mean you're doing the avoda? So Amalo, no. Harayu Amar Avodas Matana Etenes Kunaschem. When it talks about Truma, it says Avodas Matana, the avoda of the gifts that you're going to get, I will give to the Kohen. Vazara Karev Yumas. Also Achilas Truma Bigvulin Kavodas Beis HaMikdash. So you have the comparison between avoda and matana, the matanas that the Kohen gets, including Truma. So that's how you know eating Truma is called avoda. So again, maybe this case is different, and the Gemara ends off, we don't really know who the Tana is that is the basis for Rabbi Yochanan Shita of Tabit Var Mitzvah Pater in this case. Because all the cases that we have might be different and unique. It might be means mano baho. But again, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. How could there be Truma if there's no Beis HaMikdash? There is true. There could be Truma without a Beis HaMikdash. He's eating, yeah, he can eat Truma. If we know somebody, in those days, if, nowadays we don't, because nowadays we don't have any who's Muchsak, who's a Kohen. We don't know anybody who's for sure 100% who's a Kohen. And if you eat Truma and you're not a Kohen, it's Mitzvah Shemayim. So that's why we don't give Truma some Mitzvah. Is that A and B? What? Right, maybe he's eating Truma Midrabanan, but you're right, this is post, this is a case where you have Truma, and you know the basic. What about Tuma? We're all Tame also. We're all Tame Mace. So maybe, you know, they right, so you have to figure it out. Right. Rabbi Yeshua holds Tabit Bar Mitzvah as Pater. We just don't know how far he takes it. Does he take it even to a case that's not Zman Obahu? Rabbi Yochanan does. Questions we don't know about Rabbi Yeshua. That's why we didn't want it. We wanted to limit the case. There are questions about what about other halachas of Kohen. I saw the Achronim discuss, what if a Kohen finds out that he's not a Kohen? Does he have to give back all the Pidyon HaBen money that he took? Does he have to find all the people that gave him the Chamei Slime? Right? It's kind of the opposite of the story of the Gra. The Gra, they said, went around, he was a Bechor. So every time he met a new Kohen, he gave him 5 slime. Because he wasn't sure, like, who was a real Kohen, who wasn't. He wanted to make sure he was Nifteh. So he met a new Kohen, oh, here, take 5 slime. Because maybe the first 35 Kohenim weren't. So he was given to the Kohenim wherever he went. The Shiloh is about the Kohenim giving back wherever they went. Either way, that's discussed in the Be'er Yitzchak and others, that issue. Okay, the Gemara continues. The Mishnah had said, Shachtu Shalola Ochlav. The Mishnah had said, if you shecht the karban shalola ochlav, with in mind for people who cannot eat the karban Pesach, it's a pasul karban, and therefore you are chayiv karban chatas if you did it on Shabbos. Right? If the karban is pasul, that's how it usually went. If the karban is pasul, then you're not called the Torah b'dvar mitzvah, you're called a shogig, and therefore you're chayiv chatas. So the Gemara says, pshita. Isn't it obvious? Kiva dehasam pasul hachachayiv. Since there is a pasul karban, so regarding hilchos Shabbos, you should be chayiv chatas. So Gemara answers, Bishop the Tana, safe for Pater. Tana Reisha Chayiv, you're right. But because the next line of the Mishnah is going to tell you, if you do it la'ochlav, vishalo la'ochlav, then that carbon is kasher, and therefore you're not going to be chayav a carbon chatas. So too it says the opposite in the Reisha. Gemara says v'hanami pshita. We also know that halacha from earlier, that that's a kosher carbon. So Gemara says mishum dehasav kasher halacha pater. Right, I'm sorry, that's a continuation of the question. We know if it's a kosher carbon, so regarding carbon chatas, you're not going to be chayav. So Gemara says you're right. Both of those are pashut. Ela I did a ton of shakta shalol lishmo b'shabes because of the beginning of the Mishnah that speaks about shalol lishmo shechting a carbon without for l'shem a different carbon. Tananami shalol ochlav. Once you're talking about the improper machshavos, so you talk about all the improper machshavos, even shalol ochlav, even though it's pashut. V'hagufa lamli. I so why did he even the first line? We know a pesach shalol lishmo is pasul. So Gemara answers no. Mishnah tekabay liflugir blazer Rabbi Yeshua. So that you have the chiddush of the discussion of the machlokas tanoim of Tabit Var Mitzvah. That's why the first case is mentioned, and once you have the first case, you mention all the other cases. Period. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinina Labrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinina asks us on the following question. Ki azlos l'kamei d'Rav Zrika ba'imine. When you get to Rav Zrika, ask him the following question. L'divrei ha'omer mekalkel b'chaburach pater shachdu shelo la'ochlav chayiv ma'atikein? Question mark. What's going on here? We know there's a concept in Melecha Shabbos called Meleches Machsheves. That your work, we discussed this many times in Pesach Shabbos, your work to be Chayiv a carbon or Chayiv Daraisa on Shabbos has to be thought out, perfect, beautiful work. If it's not, then Shabbos is a very high standard. You're not going to be Chayiv for Hilcha Shabbos. This is the reason for the basis for all the Peturim. Davar Shein Miskaved, Melecha Shein Sricha Legufa, Grama maybe, Mikalkel, what else? Misasek. All other halachas, all of these do not live up to the standard of Meleches Machsheves, thought out work, as the Unkel says on Parshas Vayakel, Meleches Umanvan, and therefore you're going to be Pater. So the question is, let's talk about Makalkel for a minute. Makalkel means a destructive act. Usually, if I do a Melacha in a destructive way, that is not an Issa Daraisa. Let's say I want to get to open a cereal box on Shabbos, so the Poskim say, or a tissue box, that you can't open it in a beautiful way, because that's Tikkun. But if you open and destroy it, without ripping any words, if you destroy something, you can throw it, yeah, that's Makalkel, that at most is an Issa Drabanan, and Lanzarek Shabbos, in certain cases, will be Matir. That's Makalkel. A destructive act is usually not Usur Do Raisa. But then the Gemara says, one second, but I could think of a malacha that inherently is destructive. What about chovel? Wounding. Wounding. That itself is destructive. You punch somebody. Isn't that destructive? And yet, that's one of the malachas. One of the malachas is wounding. Which malacha is wounding? We'll mention, talk about that in a second. That's machlokas mishonim, which we mentioned. But that inherently is destructive. So are we to say that by chovel there is no ptur of makalkel? Meaning, just like inherently it's destructive, so maybe whenever you do this malacha, that's the chiddush haTorah. This is a destructive act. There's no ptur of makalka by this malacha. Or do you say that no? Chovel is only chayiv if you're doing it for a constructive purpose. Like shchita. Shchita, you're doing chovel, but, you know, you're getting the heta shchita. So that's the machlokas that we had in Masech HaShabbos, whether makalkel b'chabura, when you do something in a destructive way, b'chabura, by the malacha of chabura, is that chayiv or pater. So says the Gemara with that background. According to the one who says makalkel b'chabura is pater, that if you, even by chovel, there is a patur of makalkel, so then the question is, in our Mishnah, shachlu shlola ochla, when you shech the carbon and it's pasul, so we say, it's not a tabat var mitzvah, therefore you chayiv a carbon chatas. Why you chayiv a carbon chatas? It's a total kilkel. What you accomplish by shechting an animal, which turned out to be pasul, so there's no hetter shechita. So, what did you accomplish? What's the tikkun? What's the constructive action? According to the Manda Amar that says, makalka b'chabur is patur, that there is a ptur makalkel, even by the malacha of chovel. So, what did you accomplish when you shechted the carbon and it was pasul? Why is it chayiv achatas? So my tikkun, the Gemara says, tikkun im alu lo yerdu. You are misaking something. There's a halacha, the ninth parak in Zvachim talks all about this. It's parak hamizbech makadesh, that sometimes, even if you have a pasul carbon, if it has some hexer connected to it somehow, if it goes up on the mizbeach improperly, it wasn't supposed to be brought up to the top of the mizbeach. If it did, the Mishnah says, mizbeach makadesh asarailo. The mizbeach sanctifies it, and it doesn't come down. That's the concept of im alu lo yerdu. If it goes up, so then lo yerdu, it doesn't come down. So that's what it is. So it is yes, this is a pasul carbon, but it's kosher enough because it was kosher when it came into the azara. So that's why if it goes up to the top of the mizbeach, lo yerdu. Remember when the Nicholsberger Rebbe was in shul here and Beryl made the bris. So the whole question about who's going to get shlishi. So the guy called Beryl up for shlishi. So then there was a guest here who said, the Sandik. So the Nicholsberger said, im alu lo yerdu. Remember that? He said, Molo Yerd, you might not have been focusing. He said, once you go up, you know, the Gabbai called him up, so then that's it. Worked in perfect timing. So Molo Yerdu, saying, well, if you go up, that's it. The Bezbeach was Makadish. Once the Gabbai called him up, he was ready at the Bima, that's it. Molo Yerdu. So that's what it was Misakin L'Inyan that. So it did accomplish something, that when you shechted it, so therefore it stays up on the top of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, okay, that explains the first case of the Mishnah. But the case where you shechted it, shalola ochla. But Shachtav Adim says, balmum chayiv matikain. If you shecht the balmum, so then that even if that goes up on the Mizbeach, it's going to go all out. Because that was a problem that was called, as Rashi explains here, that's called a lohaya psul bakodesh. It had the problem before it walked into the Azara. So therefore, that never achieves any Kedusha. Even if that goes up on the Mizbeach, you're going to throw it off the Mizbeach. So we're back to the original question. What did you accomplish with your Shechita that passels the Karban? So therefore, you shouldn't be Chayav a Karban in the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, no. Tikin, Bedokin, Sheba Ayin. There is one type of blemish that if it goes up on the Mizbeach, you don't bring it down. Some type of mum in the eye. If you leave it to Rabbi Akiva, and it's like Rabbi Akiva, she did the Amar, and all the Yerdu. Rabbi Akiva said, if you have this Dokin, Sheba Ayin, this mum in the eye, so then the halal still applies to him. Alulo Yerdu. Says the Gemara, what about the next case? Shachtu Vadim said Shreifa. The Mishnah had said, if you find an animal that has like a treifa, besaser, a hidden treifa, that has a hole in the lung, potter. So you're not chayav a carbon chatas on Shabbos. Why? Because how are you supposed to know that this wasn't a good kosher carbon? But what's mashma habe galui chayav? If it was a treifa in a place where you should have known about it, you'd be chayav. Again, we're going to fault you chayav a carbon. So Gemara again says, matikin, what were you masaking? What did you accomplish with your shechita? Right, it was a treifa. So Gemara says, tikin lo hotzi midei nevela. You did accomplish something because you prevented tumas nevela from coming in. Again, treifa is an animal that had proper shechita, but it had a psul, it had a hole in its lung, etc. Nevela is an animal that did not have a proper shechita. Nevela is tameh. Nevela is tameh b'maga. And therefore, that's what you did. You gave it a shechita and you prevented tumas nevela from starting. There is a Reb Chaim, we don't have time to do it now, the relationship between nevela and treifa, are they very different or do they have one source? But to go look at the Reb Chaim in, I think it's in Machalas Asuros, or in Hilchah Shechita, I don't remember. So it says, that's the Gemara, that's what you accomplished. So Gemara says, Maskel Rabina, one more question. If you shech a carbon outside the base of Migdash on Shabbos, l'shem avodah zarah. So says the Gemara, you do that all b'shogeg. All b'shogeg. Let's say you don't know what Shabbos and you don't realize that this is a carbon. How do you do avodah zarah b'shogeg? So Gemara talks about how you don't realize that this is a base avodah zarah. Various ways. Either way, so it says if you do that, you have three carbonas. So again, the Gemara says matikein. What was your constructive purpose? What did you accomplish with shechting this? It's pasul. It's usur. So Gemara says Amar Rabbi Avira shemotzio midei aver min hachai. You took it out, you stopped the isser of Eiver Menachai eating a limb from an alive animal. Look at Rashi. Eiver Menachai, libnei Noach. Shim achlo eno nerag. You prevented the isser of Eiver Menachai for Ben Noach, because now if the Ben Noach eats it, it's not Eiver Menachai anymore and he's not killed for it. What's the kasha? Couple questions. Number one is, why does Rashi say bnei Noach? Right? Jews can't eat Eiver Menachai either. Rashi says specifically, it's no longer Eiver Menachai for bnei Noach. What about Jews? So says the slach that by when it comes to Jews, it was already a carbon. We already have an isser to eat a carbon. So ein isser chalal isser. It's already asur mishum kachim. So if it's already kachim, ein isser chalal isser. So therefore, it's not asur mishum eber menachai even before he shechs it. Lashen came by ben Noach. There is no isser of achilas kachim. Mi'ila is not one of the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach. And therefore, that's why it was eber menachai, and shechita makes it not eber menachai anymore. That is a discussion in the post. Okay, there's a little more to talk about, but we'll move on to try to make sure that we finish off. Okay, Shachtu v'notas. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about the last line of the Mishnah. Remember the last line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, let's say I shecht the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach Lefozan on Shabbos, and after I shecht, I find out that the owners had died beforehand. Or the owners had found a different carbon Pesach. Or the owners had become Tamei. So in all those cases, the Gemara says, I'm Pater from a carbon. How should I have known? Apata, that's called Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. That's not called Shogeg. So we're going to relate to that in a couple of minutes. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So Rav Huna Amar Rav says, now we're going to get into Karbanos, the Yarn of the Yomav, Parashas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra is starting. Let's try to appreciate Karbanos. We'll talk about a little bit about a carbon Asham. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Asham Shanitak L'Raya V'Shachto Stam. A carbon Asham it has similarities. Okay, we can talk about this for a while. And a carbon asham has similarities to a carbon ola and similarities to a carbon chatas. An asham is ba'al chet, right? It's brought for certain five certain averos. the end of Sefer Vayikra and Perakei. At the end of Parshas Vayikra and Perakei, and it's like a chatas in that way that it's, it can't be brought up in a dava. It has to be ba'al chait. And yet, all the zrikos and other halachas of an asham are like other carbon. It's not like a chatas. So there is a halacha that, let's say, a carbon asham, which a person brings for a certain aveira, and then the owner dies. Or then the owner lost his carbon asham, he brings another one, and then the first one is found. What's the halacha with that carbon asham that lost its owner? So there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it, Rashi explains this, that if there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that if a chatas loses its owner in some way, the chatas is left to die. Tamus, that's the halacha l'moshe misinai. What about a carbon asham? The rule is, any time where a chatas would be sent off to die, an asham is sent to graze in the field, and until it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, you sell it, and then you use the money to bring carbon olos for nedavis on the in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the halacha of asham shenitzak l'raya, an asham that has been severed, nitzak is severed, that has been separated l'raya to go out to pasture, to go out to graze in order to get a mum, and therefore to be able to sell it to bring the money for a carbon olos. So asham shenitzak l'raya. So says the halacha is so. What do you mean? So this asham is nitak l'raya, and then you're going to bring the money with the money in ola? That's the halacha. An asham turns into an ola. This doesn't happen often. We're going to have two examples of this, where a carbon could turn into another carbon. What's the other example we had? We're going to talk about Pesach and Shlamim. That's exactly what we're going to get to. A Pesach turns into a Shlamim when it's not royal Pesach anymore. An asham could turn into an ola. That's the chiddush of asham shenitak l'raya. So says Rav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav. Asham shenitak l'raya v'shachto stam. So you sent it out to pasture, and then before waiting for it to get a mum, the kohen came and shechted it stam without thinking anything specific. L'shem what carbon? So says Rav kosher la'ola. It's still kosher for carbon ola. What do you see from there? Al makasavar lo bayakira. You see from there that it must be to change whenever you have a case where a carbon is changing into another carbon. You only have two cases, right? A shlamim, a pesach into a shlamim, and an asham into an ola. So if you have this case of an asham into an ola, you don't have to be okay. You don't have to uproot the carbon from its first status. It happens automatically. Because what happens here? You shechted it stam. So it must be an ola already. It must be, even though you didn't do anything with your machshava, it must be an ola already. That's what we get from Rav's statement, that lo bo yakira. To change from one carbon to another carbon, you don't need to be oker the name of the carbon. It happens automatically. Ihachi kiloni taknami. So if that's true, so then why does Rav say, once it goes out to pasture, so then you're allowed to, then it's shachto stam. What happens right after the owner dies? Right after the owner of the asham dies, it should automatically change into an ola. And you don't need nitak l'raya. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, you find that the owner dies, boom! The halacha should be shachto stam then. So Gemara says, you're right. Gzeir l'achar kapara, atul fei kapara. That's true. But if we allow you to shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's already an ola, then you might even shecht it l'shem the ola before the owner dies. So it's an isser d'rabbanan. Umina timra, where do you see a parallel idea that of an isser d'rabbanan to wait to shecht the asham? It's not, as the Mishnah says in Tzimura, Asham Shemesu Ba'alav, an Asham that its owners died. Oshen Ischapru Ba'alav. And remember, by a Nadav, by a carbon Ola, for example, if a person brings a carbon Ola and then the person dies, you can bring the Ola without the owner. The Ola is not specifically attached to the owner. A Chatas and an Asham need the owner, right? Because that's Ba'al Chait. So there's Ein Kapar La'achar Misas, therefore, You have to there's separate halachas. So an asham that its owner dies, ocean is chaper ba'alav, or the owner got kapar with a different carbon, yirashi yisayiv, it has to graze until it gets a mum, a blemish, v'yimachar, and then it is sold, v'yipludam of the nedava, and then its money falls to the nedava to bring olos. Rebbe Eliezer omer yamus. Rebbe Eliezer, Rashi explains all over Shas, Rebbe Eliezer shita is a chatas and an asham are the same. Asham is exactly like a chatas. That's a blazer shita. So just like by a carbon chatas, if its owner dies, the chatas dies, so too by an asham. That's Rabbi Elazar's din. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about it at a future date. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Yimachar v'yabib dava ola. Right, Rabbi Yeshua says, no. You sell it and you bring money, you bring its money with its money in ola. So the Gemara says, b'damav inava b'gufalo. So why does Rabbi Yeshua, why can't you just bring this animal itself as a carbon ola? Why do you have to sell it? So the Gemara says, that's the dinder abanan lo of gubalo de gazer lacha gabar adlo bnei kapar shvamina. So there you see that there's a concept of an isidra abanan, a gzeira, so you don't get confused, bnei kapara and la'achar kapara. What's the difference between the first and the third shita here in the Mishnah? So Rashi explains, maybe whether it's called the nidvas yachid or nidvas sibur. But either way, that's the basis. Period. Okay, so far what do we have? Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that if you have an asham that was sent out to pasture and you shecht it stam, so then the animal is fine. It's l'shem ola. Cause lo boyakira. You don't have to do an act that uproots the name of the animal when you're switching from an asham to an ola. Okay? Lo boyakira. Everybody got that? That's what the line of Rav Huna Marav tells me. That you don't have to be oker the name of one, the first carbon, for it to be considered the second carbon. It is automatic. Fine. So now we have Ezra Rav Chisla Rav Huna. Rav Chisla is going to ask Rav Huna. Rav Huna just quoted this from Rav. I have a brisa that seems to go against that. I have a brisa that seems to say that when a carbon switches from A to B, you have to be oker it. Says, what's the brisa say? Shachtu v'do deshamashko b'ayam azyadam fechulu. A brisa related to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if you shecht the carbon Pesach, and later on you find out that the owner died, or the owner was Tomei, etc., so then you're putter from bringing a carbon. V'tani Allah. And a brisa related to our Mishnah says, "B'chol ki haygavna yisarif miyad." On a weekday, let's say this had happened during the week. If you shech the carbon Pesach on a weekday, and then you find out the owner had died, says the brisa, you could burn the carbon Pesach immediately. You could burn it immediately, meaning you don't. You assume this is truly, truly a pasul carbon. Sometimes you have to wait for what's called Iber Tzura, which we'll talk about, which means it's kind of possible, but you're not sure. So you know what? Wait overnight. So now it's really possible because it went overnight and it wasn't hokrav. So now you could burn it. That's all. You have to wait sometimes if it's only a little bit possible. But if you know for sure this is a possible carbon, you burn it right away. So the brisa says if you shecht this carbon Pesach, which the owner died beforehand, you just didn't know about it, it's possible you could burn it right away. So you could burn it right away. One second. If the owner dies, what does the carbon Pesach switch into? It should become a shlamim. And yet the Gemara says, possible. It must not be a shlamim yet, because a shlamim shech did l'shem something else is kosher. So it must not be a shlamim yet. Ah, that's the raya that you need akira when you switch from the name of one to another. So iyamid bishlam abo yakira. If you say Rav Chisda ask Rav Huna, if you say that when a carbon switches from A to B, and again it's not confusing. There's only two cases: the asham to ola, and in this case we're talking about pesach to shlamim. If you say that you need to be oker, you need to specifically uproot the first shame to get the second shame. Hi pesachus. So this is a carbon pesach. It was v'kivin to leslei bailim, and says it doesn't have an owner. Havile psul bagufo, and it has an inherent psul. That's why you burn it right away, and you didn't make it into a shlamim. That's why it's a psul aguf, and it has to be burned right away. But according to you, Rav Huna, who say that you don't need to be oker carbon A for carbon B, may resha havile l'shlamim. It's a shlamim automatically. So psulo mishamai. So why is it psul? It's not psul because you shechted a pesach shalol l'shmo, because it's not a pesach anymore. What's the only problem with this carbon? It's a separate external problem that. What? Because you shechted it at the wrong time. You shechted this after the tamid. You violated the mitzvah saseh of shechting everything between the two carbon tamids. But if that's the problem, ibrit sura boi, so then you shouldn't be able to burn it right away. You should have to leave it over till the next night, the next morning, because you have to make it vaday pasul. To Tanya, as the Brisa said, we've had this before, whenever you have an inherent psul and there's a major problem, you could burn it right away. But if the problem is with the blood, let's say the blood spilled, so there's no problem with the carbon itself, or the owner died, so then you have to wait till the next day, till it becomes vaday pasul, and then you burn it. Question mark. So asks Rav Chisda on Rav Huna, how could you say that Rav said that Asham Shenitak L'Raya, an Asham that goes out and Shechet Stam, it's kosher, it's fine. Why? Because it automatically changes from this Brisa up here where it says you can burn it right away. It's Mashmah that it's still a Pesach. It didn't change to Shlamim yet. If it's still a Pesach, then that shows that Boy Akira. That's the Kasha. So the rest of the Perek, five answers. Five answers to this question. They're all working different ways. Answer number one is to say, Rav Huna, you were wrong. Rav never said what you said he said. Ella, lo tame ashachlu stam kosher l'shem ola. Don't say that you have this asham which grazing, and you shechted it stam, it's kosher, because it's automatically switched. Ella eima ashachlu l'shem ola kosher. Only if you shechted it l'shem ola, not stam. Alma bo yakira. So Rav never said what you said. Rav says, Ba'i Akira, when you have one carbon switching to another carbon, Asham to Ola or Pesach to Shlamim, so you need Akira, you have to change the name. Answer number one. Question though, that doesn't work. Reb Chiya Bar Gamda had said earlier, related to a previous mission that we had a couple days ago, that the getting back to the details of the mission that we had, the Reb Chiya Bar Gamda had said that the only time you need to be oker Pesach Teshlamim is when it's right to be given Pesach Sheni. If owners are Tameh, and it's a week after Pesach, so that's not a regular Pesach that turns into a Shlamim, because that might be used Pesach Sheni. So that's where you need to say to have an Akira. But, Haihu Deboy Akira, Ba'am Aloboy Akira, Ma'ikil Ameymar, ask the Gemara, find Rav Chisda. You said Rav never said it. So Rav holds Boy Akira. But there is a Tana out there that says, Lo Boy Akira. So what do you do with that Tana? How does he interpret this Brisa on top? So now we're going to have answer number two. Ella Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Really, Rav said Lo Boy Akira. Forget Rav Chisda. Rav Huna, you're right. Rav says Lo Boy Akira. Then we're back to the Kasha. How do you, the Brisa on top? Remember, the Brisa on top says that if you shechted it, it's pasul and you could burn it right away. Aye, doesn't it automatically turn to a shlamim? So, we have a couple more answers related to that question. El Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Hachal Mayaskina. You know what we're talking about? The case that you shechted it and it's still pasul. Kigon Shehefrishu Kodim Chatzos. It's a carbon Pesach. And by the time Chatzos came around, by the time the beginning of the time of the Karban Pesach came around, it was still kosher. Umesu Bailam Acher Chatzos. The Bailam died only later afternoon. That's a separate halacha called the Havilei Nire V'Nidche. There's a separate halacha that if a carbon is fit to be brought, and then all of a sudden it becomes pasul, that can never become kosher again. It has a stain on it permanently. Nire v'nitche. It would appear, and then it was pushed aside. V'chola nire v'nitche, shuvei nechoze v'nire. That's the halachas. Therefore, usually a carbon pasach could switch automatically, and eno tzarech hakira. What about that case on top that we asked? That's a separate din, because that's nire v'nitche. The bialim died in the afternoon, and that's why it's pasul. That's why it doesn't change to automatically to a shlamim. Because it's a pasach with a psul on it, and it can never be kosher. Ask the Gemara. That's good, but Rav doesn't hold that way. That's the problem. Midi havi time of the El Rav. We're trying to figure out this Rav. Amarav Balachayim Elin Midachim. Rav says that animals that are still alive can never be pushed aside. That new principle of Nira Vinitcha doesn't apply according to Rav. So that answer doesn't work according to Rav. Okay, another answer. Try number three. El Amarav Papa. Maybe that Brisa is according to Rabbi Eliezer. He. It's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Who says what? The Amar. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you shecht other karbanos l'shem the Pesach, that's pasul. So you're right, it's a shlamim. It's a shlamim, right? It's automatic. Ain't zarech hakira. But you know what Rabbi Eliezer holds? That if, just like if you shecht a Pesach l'shem other animals, it's pasul. If you shecht other animals l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. So that's who that tan is like. It's like Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, that also doesn't work. The Rabbi Eliezer, if it's Rabbi Eliezer. But remember, the Brice is talking about relating, going on our Mishnah. And on our Mishnah, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? If you're Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, he doesn't hold to the principle of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. And we're going on the line in the Mishnah that says that if you didn't know the owner was died, then you're Pater. But V'i Rabbi Eliezer, he chatas nami mechayiv. To ha'les l'Rabbi Eliezer, Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah Pater. We're going on the last, this Brisa is related to the last line of the Mishnah, which is obviously against Rabbi Eliezer. Because the last line of the Mishnah says if you shecht the Karban Pesach, which, and you, the Bailam had died and you didn't know about it, then you're Pater from bringing another one. But he doesn't hold Pater. He would say chayiv in that case. So Ella, 2 more minutes because of Tachlun. Ella, check Rav Yosef Breder of Salah Chasida. Answer number 4. We're trying. Kamedra Papa Hamani. No, maybe there's a somebody who holds like Rabbi Eliezer regarding other Kamanos L'Shem Pesach, but not like him by Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. That would solve our problem. So says the Gemara. Hamani Yosef ben Chonoihi. The shita of that price is Yosef ben Chonoi. The Tan Yosef ben Chonoi Omer Hanishchatim L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Chatas Psulim. Right, he holds like that opinion that if you check other Kamanos L'Shem Pesach, it's pasul. Alma psula begufohi umishem hachi yisaref biyad. That's the time of the brisa. Again, Rav could really hold ain't sarach akira, like Rav Huna had said he holds. What do you do with the brisa? This is answer number 4 now. What do you do with the brisa? That brisa is a different opinion. That brisa ben chonoi, you hold that even if it's switched to a shlamim, but still a shlamim l'shem pesach is pasul. But regarding the other issue of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's how he can be going on the line of the Mishnah, which says pat. Final answer, suggestion, answer number 5, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ga Amar, Rabbi Shua Badosh, Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka. Maybe Rav argues on that. Well, the first 4 answers try to figure out how Rav works with that Brisa. The 5th one is that maybe Rav argues on the Brisa. Maybe there's a Tana out there that would argue, that would say you're not allowed to burn it right away. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shalom Benosher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Im Yishas Bayom Leite Im Mashko Bailam Asidehem. Osha Mesa, Osha Nitzmu. If there's time enough to know whether the Bailam had died already or found another carpet, etc., Chayiv, then it would be your fault. That would be called a Shogeg. But if it was weekday, Vitu Ubar Tzura, so be Yisrael Beis HaSreifa. What did it say? You have to wait till the next morning. This is a Brisa that's against that. This is a Brisa against the earlier Brisa. So maybe Rav holds like this Brisa. My time, Alabi Shabdullah Boy Akira, isn't the basis for this Brisa because you don't need an Akira and therefore it's a Pesach that automatically switched to a Shlamim and therefore you just have to wait till the next, and therefore it's really not such a Pasal Karbon. And that's why you have to wait till the next morning in order to burn it. So Gemara says there's no Raya, that's the basis for this Brisa. Mimai, Dilma, maybe this last Brisa is based on a different Svara. Dilma Misham Desawa Lakatana Debe Rabba Baravua, maybe he holds like that. There's a Tana out there that says almost every real psul, you also have to wait till the next morning. Not because of lo ba yakira, even pigol, something that's really problematic, you still have to wait till the next morning. The yolaf avon avon mi nosar, because you learn from nosar that you always have to wait till the next day. The ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, in other words, if you say that the svara for this last raisa is because lo ba yakira, so then you have a problem though. Because included in this is Nitzmu'u Bailam Ma'ikala Meimar. One of the cases here is that if the Bailam became Tameh, so says the Gemara, if the Bailam became Tameh and they're going to use this Pesach for Pesach Sheni, then everybody agrees you need Akira. So Havadei Boy Akira. As we said up above, if you have a Pesach, it's even though it's a week after Pesach, and this Pesach is right for Pesach Sheni, so this Pesach doesn't automatically switch to a Shlamim. Everybody would agree you would need an Akira to switch that to a Shlamim. So therefore you cannot say that this last Brisa, the basis for it is Lo Boy Akira. So Ella says to Gemara, okay, forget the final answer. Go back to answer number 4, where we said that that Brisa is a different Shita, is Yosef ben Chonoi, and Rav doesn't have to hold like that Brisa. But again, the last, again, you can go through it, it's not a hard piece. The last Amid Beis was basically 5 different approaches to answer the question. If Rav says, Lo Ba Yakira, that the Asham automatically switches to an Ola, what do you do with this Brisa, which seems to say that a Pesach does not automatically switch to a Shlamim? So we had 5 different answers. Either Rav never said it, or it was Nira Vinitcha, or it's Rabbi Lazar Shita, or it's Yosef Ben Choni Shita, or Rav argues on the Brisa. Those are the 5 different answers that we had to answer for the last question. Okay, Adel Achil Dvarim, and have a good Shabbos. A good Nissan.